The way you explain things in those wires, you seem to expect to move right in with the inmates here and question them personally.
It can be done, can it?
Most of these men are maximum security prisoners, Dean. They don't act and react like the Junior League Social Committee.
I'm not going to demonstrate judo, Tom. I just want to hear their gripes.
I hear their gripes all day, every day.
You've contributed your part to the bill. Now I want the convict's viewpoint.
Dean, you're a government official. You represent authority. Prisoners just naturally resent authority.
But I'm trying to help them, to give them a break with federal legislation.
Sure, sure. But the press hasn't helped your standing with the men, you know.
Tom, do I get to see them or not?
Yes. You on one side of the bars and they on the other.
No, no, no. That's no good. How can I make them trust me if I don't trust them?
Mm-hmm. All right. I'll go this far.
How far?
I'll have a group of the inmates brought to the prison auditorium. You can address them from the stage. I'll have plenty of guards around.
And you?
I won't be there. You just make them self-conscious.
But can't we do without the guard?
No.
It'll just cause antagonism.
Listen, Dean, we try to control their reading, but it's not enough. They get the news before it happens. After the way you've been handled by the press, you aren't worth a hoot to these men. They're suspicious, resentful of you.
What, do you think the bars and the guards and the guns will help?
They'll help keep a shiv out of your back. Or, does your congressional immunity cover that, too?
All right, men. In there. And stay in line. Halt! All right. Take your seats. Quiet. Quiet, you guys. Sit down and be quiet. Okay, Senator, it's all yours.
Thanks. Men, I came here from Washington to talk to you about a new prison reform bill.
What's the matter? Won't the other senators talk to you?
Now, just a minute. Just a minute, all of you.
You won't win any votes here, Senator. We haven't got any to give you.
Anyone else want to laugh? Go to it, I'll wait. Stand up and laugh your heads off. It's a big joke, isn't it? Well, start laughing. Laugh yourselves sick. When you're through making saps of yourselves, I'll tell you what Congress is going to do to make things better for you. Any more happy boys in the crowd? All right. I have a bill before a Senate committee that concerns new federal legislation for prisons. The committee thinks the bill is inadequate. If they table it, there will be no other bill to take its place. So I came up here to hear your gripes, your personal peeves about your stay in prison. With your help, I can strengthen the bill and see that it's passed.
I got a beef, Senator.
Well, let's hear it.
I don't like being shoved in here with guns pointed at me. I don't like a politician using me to put his own name in a headline.
Now, look, this bill is for you. It won't do me any good.
No, but the publicity won't hurt you none, will it?
That publicity is none of my doing.
That publicity was none of my doing. Oh, no.
Oh, no, he didn't do it.
Doesn't this mean anything to you at all?
Doesn't this mean anything to you at all?
All right, you guys, settle down. Settle down, I said. The next one that heckles gets pulled out of here.
No, no, let him alone, guard. Let him alone.
Yeah, let us alone, guard, or we'll tell the senator on you.
Sit down, Dean. Relax. Don't take it so hard.
Yeah.
They're tough, Dean. They're on the defensive all the time. Give them one chance to strike back at authority, and they strike hard.
Tom, is there a newspaper in the prison, a house publication?
Yeah, the inmates put one out every week.
Mind if I write a letter to the editor?
Complain about editorial policy?
No, no. I want to tell those men that I intend to get this bill passed in spite of yesterday's little fiasco.
Careful what you write, Dean. They take things literally.
Well, if I can prove my good faith to them, I'll win more than a victory over the committee.
You can't promise to get the bill passed?
No. No, but I can promise to fight for it, in spite of them.
They'll read a lot into that promise, Dean. Maybe too much.
It's worth a try, isn't it, Tom? Isn't it?
Mr. Chairman.
chair recognizes Senator Bryce.
I'd like to state that Senator Edwards has subjected this committee to limitless indignities by his frantic attempt to usurp newspaper space.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Bryce has the floor, Senator Edwards.
In view of Senator Edwards' ignoble efforts to seek publicity at any cost for his bill, in view of the fact that this bill was ridiculed by its own beneficiaries, the convicts themselves, I wish to place this motion before the committee.
Mr. Chairman.
Present the motion, Senator Bryce.
I move that the Edwards Prison Reform Bill be tabled by this committee until such time as a more adequate and satisfactory bill can be prepared.
I second the motion.
Mr. Chairman, I demand recognition.
Chair recognizes Senator Edwards.
Before the vote is taken, I'd like to correct some of Senator Bryce's statements for the record. First of all, those indignities he spoke of. May I point out that there would have been no undue publicity about my visit to the prison if Senator Bryce hadn't called it to the attention of the press with his exaggerated announcement. Secondly, the object of ridicule by the prisoners was not the reform bill at all. I was their ghost, me, personally. They felt that I was too well guarded. They resented the guns that protected me. They considered them a sign of my personal weakness.
Mr. Chairman.
Thirdly, I know this bill has flaws. I've sought to correct them and was criticized for my actions. Even an imperfect bill is better than none. I say send the bill to Congress now and fix the flaws with amendments later.
Are we ready to vote on the Bryce motion?
Yes, we are.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Edwards' bill will be tabled. Yes, Ginger?
Long-distance Senator Urgent, Warden Bradford on the line.
Oh, here we go. Okay. Hello, Tom?
Oh, you've done it, boy. I never should have let you write that letter.
What's the matter?
Matter. Read the late papers. Turn on the radio. My convicts get the news before you do.
What are you talking about?
We're having a first-class grade A prison riot up here right now.
What?
The convicts have taken 3 guards as hostages. They're holed up in cell block 14 and they want you.
Me? What are you...
You promised them action on the bill. The bill was tabled. I told you they'd take your letter too literally.
But I...
Never mind. They want you, Dean. They want you now, right away. Face to face with them in cell block 14.
Back to Tyrone Power, starring as Senator Dean Edwards in Freedom, USA, and the second act of our story.
This is Edwin C. Hill, ladies and gentlemen. The physical dimensions of the District of Columbia are small. But actually, every corner of the United States of America is a suburb of Washington, D.C. Even now, in a state hundreds of miles from here, a violent prison riot is raging. 3 guards have been taken as hostages by the rebellious convicts who are holding forth in isolated cell block 14. And at this very moment, repercussions of this explosive situation are being felt here on Capitol Hill. For the fuse was lighted in the Senate committee room this afternoon. Senator Dean Edwards had promised the prisoners action on his much-publicized prison reform bill. He kept his promise, but the committee voted against Edwards and the bill. This riot is the protest of disgruntled convicts. They seem to think that Edwards let them down. Now the lives of 3 innocent hostages hang in the balance as the young senator is flown to the prison to meet the convicts face-to-face in cell block 14.
Wait here, Dean.
What are you going to do, Tom?
Talk to them on the PA system. Block 14 is just beyond those metal fire doors.
You want me to talk to them?
No, not yet. You'll have plenty of talking to do if they come to terms. Let me get this cord untangled. Dean, you willing to go in that cell block with him?
Well, I can't say my heart is in it, but... Well, start talking.
Attention, men in cell block 14. Attention, men. This is Warden Bradford again. If you can hear me distinctly, have your spokesman rap two times on the bar of the cell.
Can't we hear their voices up here?
No, too far. There we are.
Men, we're honoring your demands. Senator Dean Edwards is right here with me. He just flew in from Washington. He is willing to enter your cell block and talk with you. We'll open the main fire doors at a given signal, and the senator will walk in. He will be unarmed. I must warn you, though, that he'll be flanked by armed guards. He will be covered from every angle as long as he stays in your cell block. Any violence toward him will bring immediate and drastic retaliation. As Senator Edwards enters, we expect the three guards to be released by you. Now, if you approve of this plan, rap on your cell bars two times. If you do not approve, rap three times.
There's one.
Two. Good.
Three. No dice.
Oh, what do those gorillas want anyway? We're willing to meet them halfway with every demand they make.
Who's their leader, their spokesman?
Riley, the one who gave you all the trouble the other day.
Well, why not get him up here and listen to his terms?
He's been up here twice already, Dean. Once to talk to me, once to talk to the governor. You'll be getting delusions of grandeur soon.
You have three lives to save in there, Tom.
Yeah. Well, guess we'd better get Riley up here.
Stand still, Riley. You're covered. Stand still.
I'm not going anywhere.
All right, Riley. What are your terms? What do you want with me?
Well, the Rover boy from Washington. You writing any more letters to prison newspapers, Senator?
Forget it, Riley. What are your terms?
Easy. We'll give you your guard, safe and sound, in return for Senator Edwards.
I can't do you any good in there.
Yes, you can. We realized it the other day in the auditorium. Things would have been different.
Yeah, the riot would have come 3 days sooner. What do you want with the Senator?
We want to talk to him.
All right, then give up those guns you took from the guards.
Sure. After we talk to the Senator.
I was ready to walk into your cell block a while ago. Why didn't you accept the offer, Riley?
We don't like talking to senators with guns pointed at us. We want to talk to you man to man. We want you unarmed, unguarded, and alone.
You're out of your mind, Riley.
There won't be any tricks, Warden. We're not that stupid. We just want to make a few things clear to the Senator.
All right, get back inside.
Is it a deal?
Get back inside. We'll let you know.
Is it a deal or isn't it?
We'll tell you when we're ready to tell you.
Inside, Riley, now.
Don't rush me, pal. Rush your boss a little. If he doesn't make up his mind soon, his hostages are going to flip their lids.
Sit down, Dean. Sit down. You're making me nervous.
I'm too nervous to sit. Look, we didn't have to come all the way back to your office to decide this.
No, we need to discuss it in front of the whole prison staff.
There's nothing to discuss. Let's meet Riley's terms.
And send you in there without a gun or a guard? You're crazy.
Am I?
Dean, those men are the worst kind of convicts. Killers, kidnappers, traitors, professional mobsters.
I know.
They're desperate men, Dean, all of them. If they take you as a hostage, they'd be able to demand the world and we'd have to give it to them.
Well, what makes you think they'd want me as a hostage?
Because I know how they think. They're not the least bit interested in discussing precinct politics with you. They would... Come in. Come in.
Warden.
Yeah?
There's a woman out here. Johnson brought her up here from the main gate.
Oh, I haven't time for family problems now. Johnson should know better.
She claims she's the wife of one of the men in block 14. Pretty upset.
Well, probably the wife of one of the hostages.
Well, she can't help matters any.
Talk to her, Tom. It's the least you can do.
Yeah. All right, send her in.
I'm Mrs. Wyckoff. Warden?
Oh, this is Warden Bradford, Mrs. Wyckoff. I'm Senator Edwards.
Oh, Senator, you got here. You came after all. You'll go in there, won't you? You'll go in and talk to the men.
Not on their terms, he won't.
But if this isn't settled, the lives, the killings...
We'll get the hostages out of there, Mrs. Wyckoff. It's just that I'm sick and tired of taking orders from my own inmates. Whatever I do, the hostages won't be hurt.
I'm not worried about the hostages.
What?
I know you'll take care of your guards. Oh. I know. But I want you to take care of the prisoners, too.
Why are you so worried about them?
My husband's in that cell block. He isn't a hostage. He's one of the convicts.
One of the...
Stanley S. Wyckoff, number B33746, life imprisonment.
Yeah. She ought to know the mind of a convict pretty well, Tom. Even better than you.
You've got to understand, Warden. Those men made a fool of Senator Edwards once. They hurt him, and they hurt themselves. They know that now. They know they can help the senator now, but...
This is a strange way to help.
They want to be trusted. But how can they prove it with guns pointed at them? They're using force and violence because it's all you let them use. Give them a chance, Warden, please.
What chance would they give the senator?
Please help them, Warden. Do as they say. Do as they say, Warden. Please.
Attention, men. This is Senator Edwards. I'm standing outside the main fire door of cell block 14. I have no gun. There are no guards with me. When I count five, I'll open this door and enter. It's up to you now to see that this deal is carried off in good faith. I'll start counting when Riley raps once on his cell bars. One, two, three, four, five.
That's the third and last hostage, isn't it?
Yeah,
all right. I'm here. I'm unarmed. The door is locked. Now, what do you want?
We want to talk to you, Senator. We want you to write up your prison reform bill again.
Not till you drop your gun. You heard me. We don't talk till you drop your gun. I don't like talking with guns pointed at me either. Okay. Now we can talk.
All right.
Now, wait a minute. Wait. Hold it. Stand still, all of you. You all have ideas on how prisoners should be treated. I'll hear them all, and I'll take you one by one. Make it short, and don't give me the business about wanting a new trial or a new parole hearing. If we collaborate on this reform bill, it's bound to be renewed and passed.
Okay.
All right. Now, you, number one.
Get rid of the politicians on the parole board.
You, number two.
More time to learn a trade, more time to practice it.
You, number three.
Put a convict in charge of recreation. He'll know how to handle it better.
You, number four. You, number five. You, number six. You, number seven. And as this committee knows, the prison reform bill has been rewritten to include the points that were originally lacking. As you know, too, I had the advice and counsel of experts on the subject, the convicts themselves. I hope now that the bill will meet with your approval.
Mr. Chairman.
The chair recognizes Senator Bryce.
My humble apologies to Senator Edwards. His bill deserved criticism in its original form, but his actions did not. His work during the recent prison riot was ample evidence of his sincerity. Now that his bill has been revised and rewritten, I'd like to move that the Edwards Prison Reform Bill be accepted by this committee unanimously and sent to Congress with our recommendation.
Star, Tyrone Power, will return in just a moment.
This is Tyrone Power, friends. Most of us know in our hearts why we love America, but we just don't have the eloquence to describe that feeling. Walt Whitman, however, had the love we know and the eloquence. For instance, he once wrote of this nation, "Here at last is something in the doings of man that corresponds with the broadcast doings of the day and night. Here is action untied from strings, magnificently moving in vast masses. Here is the hospitality which forever indicates heroes."
Next week, today, we invite you to again visit our national capital for another absorbing episode of Freedom USA, starring Tyrone Power. In the interest of good government, we urge you to listen to these important stories from Washington, D.C. Freedom USA.